I want to thank you for tuning in to the goodnewsjesuschrist.org. I'm Martin Williams. We're going to be talking about how to lead someone to Jesus Christ. As a minister of reconciliation, it's very important that there's an understanding on what the gospel is, how to communicate the testimony of Jesus Christ, and the three elements that are involved in every salvation that people need to understand. And then we'll finish that off with some scriptures that every person should know for evangelism. So the first thing we're going to talk about are the gospel. What is the gospel? In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, it states that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the good news, to bring recovery to sight to the blind, to release the captive, and to proclaim the year of the acceptable year of the Lord, which is Jubilee. So that's a paraphrasing of what it is, but basically what he's talking about in there, that he's come to release the spiritually poor. So those that are unregenerated, everyone that comes from Adam, so to speak, he's come to set us free from our captivity of sin. Okay, so there's the spiritually poor unregeneration, the captivity of sin, because we were captives to sin, and then to restore our sight, we were spiritually without sight, we couldn't see. And then to proclaim the acceptable year Jubilee, that he's canceled out our payment. He's paid it for us. So that's what Jesus came to do for us, for the world. Now, what the actual testimony is that we're supposed to communicate to people to lead them to Christ is found in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. Where Jesus said, where Paul says about Jesus that Jesus Christ died on a third day according to the scriptures and rose again for our justification, and he was seen by so many people, and he lists a list of people. So that's what we communicate to people whenever we're leading them to Jesus Christ. We tell them the testimony of Jesus, that look, Jesus Christ came and died for your sins, and he rose from the dead and conquered the last enemy, death, and you can have everlasting life. So, but what they need to understand is they need to understand these three elements, okay? And before you communicate the testimony of Jesus to them, you need them to understand that they're a sinner, number one. That's the first element. The second element is that they must repent. The third element is that they need a savior, Jesus Christ, and that's when you communicate the testimony of Jesus. So the first element in communicating sin is that we're all born in sin from original sin in Adam, and that the law shows us that we're sinners. It's given us the knowledge of sin, and we all lie, we all, you know, have stolen, we've all done things that have broken the commandments. So we're sinners, it's obvious. But he didn't come to condemn the world, he came to save it. We were already condemned. So that's the good news. And all this he asks is that we repent, meaning that we turn away from our old nature of sin and turn to him and embrace his new creation and embrace what Jesus Christ is offering. So that's what repentance means, to do a 180, to turn away from the old nature to embrace the new nature, receive Christ. So then you communicate the gospel to them. Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Would you like to accept him? So that's how you communicate. If they say yes, then you pray the sinner's prayer with them. The sinner's prayer is simple. Lord, I thank you for dying for me. I repent of my sin. I ask you to come live in me as my Lord and Savior. And if they pray that, they're saved. That's it. You lead them in that prayer. But there's some other scriptures you want to learn just to be able to help people to understand what that they need a Savior and stuff. So Romans 3:20 is there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of glory of God. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace we're saved through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So if they use I'm a good person to get to heaven, that's a good scripture for that. They don't think they need a savior. Those first two scriptures tells them, hey, you need a savior. We're all sinners. So you're giving them an indication there on their need for God. And then you just communicate testimony to Jesus, and then you invite them to accept him. And if they accept him, they accept him. If not, just treat it as you planted a seed, and God will send someone else to come water and send another seed. 1 Corinthians 3 says some water, some plant seed, some water, and God gives the increase. So it's not always somebody's going to accept it right there. So just keep that in mind, and just understand that's what you need to know. It's simple. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You just start a conversation with somebody. Wherever you're at, just ask them how, you know, that sun, the weather's nice or whatever. You just start a conversation, and then you just kind of lead it into, you know, hey, you know, you go to church anywhere, or you seem like you're a really nice person. Do you know God, or, you know, so you just kind of figure out ways to just kind of lead into it, and just kind of just use something to just start a conversation up with, just anything. So, and then you just kind of lead into that. And then usually you'll notice that within 3 to 5 minutes, you finish the conversation and they either accept it or not. So, but they heard the gospel. So I hope this gives you some insight. I'm Martin Williams with the Good News of Jesus Christ.org.